today we're going to discuss the inyan of doing melacha before Avdala. We spent a lot of time talking about achila before Avdala, eating before Avdala. Melacha before Avdala might be, and I say might be, but not definitely, an entirely different inyan. It might also be the same exact inyan. That's part of the what's geschmack about this sugya of melacha before Avdala. So the baseline again, as we've discussed, machlokas rishonim, whether the chiyuv of Avdala is a chiyuv daraisa or a chiyuv drabanan. Shabbos is kavua v'kayma from sheishes yimei breishes, and as soon as Shabbos is over, it's technically over. But yet we have a chiyuv to say avdala and to not do malacha until we've actually said avdala. It's not the same as the yisra malacha on Shabbos per se, but it is some sort of yisra malacha. So the four topics we're going to talk about are: first of all, what's the source of this idea that you're not allowed to do malacha until you say Avdallah? What does malacha have to do with Avdallah? You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos when Shabbos starts, even before you say Kiddush. It's not triggered by the recitation of Kiddush. Why is it that Avdallah triggers the heter malacha, and that before that it's also to do malacha? Second is, what exactly do we mean by Avdallah? When we say that you're not allowed to do malacha before Avdallah, which Avdallah? There are three Avdallahs. There's Avdallah betfilah, there is just saying Baruch and then there's Havdalah al Kos. So which Havdalah is going to be the one that's finally Matir Malacha? Third, we have to discuss is, what is the definition of Malacha? What exactly are we not allowed to do before Avdallah? Is it all of the Malachos of Shabbos, or is it only particular Malachos that we're not allowed to do before Avdallah? And fourth, is it permissible to cause somebody else who has not yet said Avdallah to do malacha? Meaning, you're not allowed to be gorim that someone else should be mechal Shabbos, but can you be gorim that someone else will do malacha before he has recited Havdalah? So, for example, the common case that the poskim discuss, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and the majority of the taxi drivers are Jewish, and you order a taxi to come on Motzai Shabbos, because you got to get to the airport right after Shabbos or something, so you order a taxi to come right after Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos. So a Jew is going to be driving that taxi, and it may very often be a non-religious Jew, someone who's not Dati, and someone who's not saying Avdallah. So is that an Isra of Lifnei Iver that you're causing him to do Malacha before Avdallah by asking him to come after Shabbos? Or, for that matter, on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, so long as he could still say Avdallah, right? Meaning, as long as he still has the opportunity to say Avdallah, and you're asking him to do Malacha for you, so is that a violation of causing someone to do Malacha before Avdallah? Intuitively, we would say that can't be a violation, because I've taken taxis in Israel on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but why? Why isn't it a violation of this Halacha? So let's start with the basics. There is a Mishnah Masecha Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah tells us that a person can go to right at the edge of the Tchum Shabbos in order to watch his, to guard his peiros that are just over the Tchum Shabbos. And when he does that on Motzai Shabbos, he can go and he can be tolish peiros and bring those peiros back, because his real kavana when he's machshech al tchum, when he spends the end of the day on Shabbos at the tchum, is not for the tzorech of being tolish the peiros, of detaching the peiros. It's for the sake of the shmiras peiros, and that's mutter on Shabbos. The shmiras peiros is not a violation of any iser. So the Gemara on that Mishnah on Kuf Nun Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says, wait a second, machshichin v'avogav de lo avdil. We're going to allow him to be machshich al tchum, even though he didn't say havdalah. V'am rablozman antigonus mishum rablozman Yaakov asal olodim shiasa chafatzav kodim shiavdil. But don't we know you're not allowed to do stuff before havdalah? Maybe he'll tell me, no, he already said Avdallah in his davening. Not good enough. You got to say Avdallah Lakos if you want to be Tolish Peros after Shabbos. Maybe he'll tell me, no, he did say Avdallah Lakos. Come on, kos besada miika. Where's he going to get a kos of yayin when he's out by his fields? That's not practical. It's not shaykh to say that he had a kos over there. So the Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara's question is, we're saying that this fellow is allowed to be machshech al tchum late in the day on Shabbos, And then right after Shabbos, he can go and he can pick his produce from the field. But wait a second, he didn't say Avdallah. How can he pick his produce after if he didn't yet say Avdallah? So the Gemara gives two answers. Tirgum Rabbi Nassim Barami Kameh Derava Bein Hagitos Shanu. This field is not just a regular field. This is a vineyard. And right next to the vineyard, there's a wine press. So there's plenty of wine. Normally, you wouldn't have wine if you're out by your wheat field or something. But over here, you have plenty of wine. So he says Avdallah Lakos. And right after Avdallah Lakos, that's when he picks the produce from his field. Amalei Rabbi Abel Ravashi Bimarava Amrinun Hachi Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'chol Vavdin and Sarchin. He says, no, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't actually require Avdallah Lakos in order to be Matir Malacha. All you had to say was Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'chol, and then right away, you're allowed to do Malacha. And Amar Ravashi Ki Avina Be Rav Kahana Hava Amar Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'chol Masaltin and Silti. That he used to say, that Rav Kahana used to say Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'chol, and then right away, he would start chopping wood after saying Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol. So that's all you really need. So when all the dust settles, what's the Gemara telling us? First of all, that you're not allowed to do Malacha until you say Havdalah. But then the Gemara has two deos, which Havdalah we're talking about. Does it have to be Havdalah Lakos, or could it just be saying the recitation of Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol? If it's Havdalah Lakos, you have to say that the guy had a kos out there with him. And if it's Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol, so you don't have to say the guy had a kos out there with him. He just said Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol. And already you're allowed to be Chotev Eitzim. You're allowed to start chopping wood as soon as you say Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol. That's the Gemara. Comes along Shulchan Aruch Reish Sadi Tesef Yud. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the second answer of the Gemara. Vim Hivdil Bitfila Mutter. Afal Pisha Adayin Lo Hivdil Alakos. Havdalah Bitfila is enough to be matir malacha. Remember, we learned when it came to achila, not enough, right? In order to eat, you have to do the actual Avdallah Lakos. Yet when it comes to malacha, paskins the Shulchan Aruch, if he's mavdil b'tfila, he's already allowed to do malacha. Vim tzarech lasos malacha kodem shivdil b'tfila. But what if you need to do malacha and you have not yet been mavdil b'tfila? Let's say, for example, you haven't davened, or you davened, but you forgot atochan antanu, so you haven't been mavdil b'tfila. So then what do? Meaning you took the car to shul on Erev Shabbos. You live a mile away from the shul. So you drove to shul on Erev Shabbos, and you drive home on Motzai Shabbos normally. So how are you going to get home? Your shul does not have the minhag of saying Avdallah in shul. And even if they did, you wouldn't be Yotze because you want to be Motzi your wife and children when you get home. So what do you do? How do you get home? How can you do malacha after davening? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you forgot to do Avdallah b'tfila. So Shulchan Aruch says, you just say, Omer hamavdil ben HaKodesh uvein HaChol. The Rama adds, below bracha va'osu malacha. You don't even say bracha. Just say hamavdil and that's it. And then you're allowed to do the malacha. And then you're allowed to do whatever malacha you want. The Rama writes that v'chei nashim shein hamavdilim b'tfila yesh landon shiyamra hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol kodem shiyasu malacha. Now women also. Women typically do not do Avdallah b'tfila, so they should know that if they need to do malacha around the house, they should say Amavdil bin Kodesh L'chol prior to doing any malacha. Now, all of this is Me'ikra Din, right? Me'ikra Din, as soon as you say Avdallah, malacha is mutter. It is interesting, though, that the poskim bring from Rishonim, the Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Avdallah, Simlam Ralef, brings from Rabbeinu Peretz, that says that Nagu Olam not to do any malacha whatsoever on Motzai Shabbos. And he quotes a Ra'ah that gives an explanation, because a person has to view himself as if he's mitzta'er that Shabbos is leaving him, and as if he needs chizik and he doesn't have the koach to do any malacha. Not mitzvah that Shabbos is leaving him and therefore in denial, like Shabbos hasn't left, and that's why he's refraining from malacha. No. Says the Ra'ah, he's too upset to do anything. Shabbos left and he's just like a downer. So because he's so down now that Shabbos left, so he doesn't do any malacha because people are productive when they're happy. So he's showing his sense of sorrow by not being productive, by not doing malacha. And he says that there yesh omrim that it's also do malacha only until chatzos Laila, and they bring a raya from Yerushalmi. Magen Avram quotes from Rabbi Draham, and the El Yerabbis says the name of the Kolbo and the Tashbitz Katan, that the minhag is not to do malacha all night of Motzai Shabbos. Shari Tshuva quotes from the Talmidim of the Arizal that the Nefesh Yisera Eino Aleches Lagamri Adachar Sudas Malav Malka, that the Neshama Yisera only leaves us after Malav Malka, and therefore we shouldn't do any Malacha that's not for the sake of Ochel Nefesh until after Malav Malka. Okay, so we have the Din, and then we have all these interesting Chumras. The Din is that as soon as you say Havdalah, you're allowed to do Malacha. What's Havdalah? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Havdalah means Havdalah just b'dibur. Baruch ha'mavdu mikol shulchal, that's all you need. And then already you're allowed to do malacha. Then you have these fascinating minhagim all night, until chatzos, until after malav malka. Okay, but we're going to be osek with the halacha. So there is a three-way machlokas rishonim. I already gave away what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, but it's a three-way machlokas rishonim. What is called havdalah in regard to being matir asiyas malacha on Motzai Shabbos? Rashi on that sugya, Rashi in Shabbos Taf Kuf Nun, Dibra Maskel Vavdinon, says that they were mavdil laheker bi alma kdei lilvos es hamelech, that they would do this havdalah as a heker to just make it recognizable that we're being malave the Shabbos. Va'acharkach birchu al hakos bracha gemura shel havdalah, and then afterwards we'd say a real havdalah al hakos. And then it says Rashi, and certainly if someone said Avdallah b'tfila, he's certainly allowed to do malacha after Avdallah b'tfila. Meaning even Avdallah b'peh without tfila would be mutter to do malacha, but you're still always going to need to be mavdal al-kos afterwards. So the Rashba explaining Rashi, the Rashba in Dibra Maskel Amrinan over there writes, Nira shehu zal mefarish la lezu belo shem klal, ve'in omer al-kach. You don't even have to say Hashem's name. You just say, Baruch HaMavdil Mikol Shechol, and that's it, and then you're able to be also Tzrachav. That's Shitas Rashi, that's what the Ritva writes as well, and that's what the Ran writes as well. And that's what we saw in Shulchan Aruch, that all you need to say is Baruch HaMavdil Mikol Shechol without any shame, shame Hashem, without any normal format of a bracha. However, the Rif in Maseches Shabbos, and the Rashba and the Ritva quote this Rif as well, says that in order to be Matir Asiyas Malacha, you at least have to say a bracha b'shem Malchus. The Gemara didn't mean to say that the fellow out there that was being Machshech al Tchum just said Baruch HaMavdim Kol Shechol. No, the Gemara was using shorthand, but it just meant that you're not being Mavdil al Kos, but you gotta at least say Shem Malchus. And the Rishonim write that according to the Rif in Maseches Pesachim, apparently, you need to be mevarich al-akos. That you need to, it's not enough to say Shem Malchus. Al-akos is also needed. Why? Where do you see that from the Rif and Pesachim? Because the Rif over there says that the Gemara in Shabbos must be assuming, like the Shita, that you don't require Shalosh Havdalos. That when you're Mavdil, you don't have to say Ben Kodesh Chol Ben Olo Choshech Min Yisrael La'amin. Because after all, the Gemara in Shabbos says you just say Ben Kodesh Chol. What happened to the other two Havdalos? It must be, says the Rif, that the Gemara in Shabbos is going, Kemandi Amar, that you only need one Avdalah. You don't require all three Avdalahs. But wait a second. If the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about this Havdalah Shalo Alakos, Avdalah just prepare, so that doesn't show you anything about what you need Alakos, meaning the Machlokas about whether you need three Avdalahs or one Avdalah, that's only when you're being Mavdal Alakos. How could the Rif bring a Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, like the Shita, that you only need one Havdalah and not three Lashonos of Havdalah, if the case in Maseches Shabbos is not talking about Havdalah Alakos at all? It's talking about just Havdalah B'peh. So apparently, according to the Shita Sarif, it's not just that you need Shema Malchus, it's more. The Rif paskins that you need Havdalah Alakos in order to be Matir Asiyas Malacha. The Ran in Pesachim understands Beshitas Harif that with that it would be enough to permit the person to eat. You know what? Let's leave eating out of this for now. Okay, that's the Shitas Harif. Comes along the Ritva and the Rush. The Rush in the 10th parak of Pesachim, Shabbos, Simin Yer Aleph, and the Ritva over there in Kufnan and Bezen Shabbos, that in order to be Matir Malacha, you need Shema Malchus. You don't need Alakos, but at least Shema Malchus. And you only need one Havdalah, and that's enough. You don't need to say all Shalosh Havdalos. The Rashba writes a Raya that we're talking about Havdalah Shalo Alakos, because if the Gemara was telling me that Ravashi was saying that until you're Mavdil Alakos, you're not allowed to do anything. He should have said that when I was by Rav Kana, I'm reading Avdala ala kos va'avchinan siltin. When he wanted to give the case of where Rav Kana would start chopping the wood, he should have mentioned that he was mavdala ala kos. The Ritva's raya that lemaskana you need shemul malchus is because first we thought that you need to be mavdil b'tfila and ala kos in order to be matir b'malacha. And so it doesn't make sense that in the Hava Min of the Gemara thought you need everything. You need Bitfila and Alakos to be Matur Malacha. And then Lamaskana, you don't even need Shema Malchus. You need like the bare minimum. It has to be at least Lamaskana. The Hava Min of the Maskana shouldn't be that far off from each other, says the Ritva. So it must be that you need at least the Shema Malchus. So what do we have over here? We have three Shitas from Rishonim. Rashi says just the words Amavdu Ben Kosh L'chol, or Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kosh L'chol if you want, but really that's all you need in order to be Matir Malacha. The Rif holds Havdalah Ala Kos is necessary to be Matir Malacha, and the Ritva and the Rosh hold Shema Malchus, not Ala Kos, but the Bracha needs to be, a legitimate Bracha needs to be a Bracha with Shema Malchus. What does the Rambam hold? So the Rambam sheet is not abundantly clear. The Rambam in Hilchus Shabbos Perek Chav Tes Halacha Vav writes that even though one has already been Mavdil B'tfila, Asur lasos malacha ad sheyavdil v'yomer ha-mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. He's not allowed to do malacha till he says ha-mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So says the Beis Yosef, v'lo nisbayir b'dvar v'msarach l'mashem malchus malav. It seems pretty clear you don't need kos, but he doesn't say clearly whether you need shem malchus. So the Rambam definitely doesn't pass like the Rif, that you need avdala kos, but what the Beis Yosef is unsure about is the Rambam holding like Rashi, or is the Rambam holding like the Ritva and the Rosh that you need Shema Malchus but not a Kos? So that's the difficulty in the Rambam. We're going to come back to the Rambam and we're going to see which one is more likely, what the Rambam likely holds. In order to explain all of these Shitos, comes along the Brisker Rav in Grizal Rambam, Perachav Tes, Halacha Hey, and he says, you know, there's a fundamental chakiri here that will unlock this entire sugya. And the truth is, he's not the only Akron that says it, he's the only one that says it like the Brisker Rav can say it. But he says there's a fundamental chakiri here that unlocks the entire sugya. What's the reason that you're not allowed to do malacha until you say Havdalah? Is it because the chiyuv to recite Havdalah asers any previous Isra Malacha until you do that Chiyuv, meaning similar to the Isra to eat and drink before davening? But it's not about an Isra of Malacha Shabbos. It's a Din in Havdalah, that there's that part of the Din of Havdalah is that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Or maybe the Isra of Asiyas Malacha is simply that Shabbos continues. That Shabbos continues until you say Havdalah. And therefore all the malachs of Shabbos remain in effect. All the Yisurim of Shabbos remain in effect until you say Havdalah. It's not Midine Havdalah. It's Midine Shabbos. That it's still, Shabbos is not officially bookended. It's not officially over until Havdalah is recited. So says the Brisker Rav, that the Rif's Shita is that the Gedder of the Yisur Malacha is that you have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdalah. It's all about Havdalah. So it's not enough to do Havdalah b'tfilah or Havdalah b'peh, because you still haven't fulfilled everything you need to fulfill about Havdalah. What you really require is Havdalah l'kos. So since it's a din in Havdalah, you got to fulfill Havdalah the way it was meant to be fulfilled. Nothing to do with Malacha Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos, that's mutter right away. As soon as you do Havdalah b'tfilah or Havdalah b'peh, however you want to do Havdalah, you took care of Malacha Shabbos. No, there's a separatist of Malacha that relates to Havdalah, that we're afraid if you're going to start doing Malacha and you're going to start eating, you start doing all these other things, you're going to forget Havdalah. Rashi and the Ritva, however, hold that the Chi of Havdalah doesn't Asr b'Malacha. The Isra Malacha is a Din in Hilchus Shabbos, and therefore you require any sort of Havdalah to just put an end to Shabbos. So the Rashi and the Ritva just argue whether you need Shema Malchus for that. Right, but you know, to end the Malacha Shabbos. But that's what we're saying, that you're not allowed to do Malacha, meaning Shabbos is going to continue until you do Havdalah. So essentially it turns out that everyone agrees on a certain level, meaning everyone agrees that Malacha Shabbos only goes until your first real Havdalah. You don't have to fulfill all of the Havdalah obligations to be Matir Malacha Shabbos. Question is there an additional Isser of other malachos that might distract you and cause you to forget to recite Havdalah afterwards? And says the Brisker Rav, I'll bring you a raya that Rashi holds that the gedra of the Yisra Melecha before Avdallah is a din in Meleches Shabbos, because Rashi says that it's a heker kedei lelavoses haMelech. So it sounds that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Avdallah with it. It's only a heker bialma in order to allow Asiyas Melecha. But the mitzvah of Havdalah still remains intact, and you still are going to need to be mekayim that mitzvah of Havdalah alakos. The Brisker Rav also brings raya from the Sugyim Psachim Daf Nunam Beis that if some of those malachim Matzai Shabbos, he's ein rasim bracha liolam. So Rashi over there says that the yisur of doing malachim Matzai Shabbos is because of kavod Shabbos that we're masif in alakodesh. Says Brisker Rav, what does he mean by that? So you're enticed to say, Mosif in Al-Kodesh, oh, I know what that means, that's Tosef Shabbos. So Brisker Rav says, it can't mean that he's talking about Tosef Shabbos, because that's not a din in Kavod Shabbos, that's Shabbos Mamish, meaning one of the requirements of Shabbos, that there be a din of Tosef Shabbos. So Rashi must understand that the Brisker is talking about the Isser of Malacha before Avdallah, and that Isser is all about Kavod Shabbos. That's all about Kavod HaShabbos. So when Rashi writes that we're Mosif in Mechol HaKodesh, he means we're Mosif on the Isser Melacha, even though Be'emes it's really Chol. And that's Rashi Lishitaso, that the Isser Melacha before Avdallah is an Isser in its own right. And that's why Rashi says it's Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Lishitaso, Rashi writes in Masecha Shabbos that the Avdallah is Matya, that Isser is the Avdallah that you do as a hecker to escort the king, because the cause of the Isser is purely Kavod Shabbos. So the Avdallah that you do as a hecker to escort the king that has Kavod Shabbos associated with it is Matya, that Isser. And the Raya that the Ritva and the Rush hold this way is, if they're going to require Shemu Malchus, so let's think about that for a second, says Brisker Rav, they're going to require Shemu Malchus. That means Chazal instituted a bracha with Shemu Malchus to serve some sort of function. Well, wait a second. What exactly is the function of this bracha of Shemu Malchus? It's not mistaver that would they be misakin a bracha with Shemu Malchus shelo alakos if you're still going to need to say Avdallah again alakos. Unless this bracha of Shemu Malchus is accomplishing something in its own right before the Avdallah alakos. So it must be that there's a separate Isser, not to do Malacha. This Bracha is Matir, that Isser. So there are two Kiyumim in Avdallah. O Bracha B'Shem Malchus to be Matir Malachas Shabbos, and Avdallah Al-Kos to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Avdallah. Bir Alacha, in Reish Tadi Dalet, Dibra Maskel Dim Toim, writes, B'Nogeya to the Din, that if someone forgets Avdallah B'Tfila, and he eats before Avdallah also, we've discussed the past couple of days, that he has to daven again. So there's machlokas rishonim. What if you just substitute malacha for achila? Guy forgot to say avdallah b'tfila, and he didn't eat before avdallah alakos. He did malacha before avdallah alakos. So does he have to recite Shemona Esrei again? So the Rashba says that if he does malacha before he's mavdil, it's considered that he was toeh b'avdallah sakos, and he has to repeat Shemona Esrei again. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rash disagree with the Rashba. And they say that repeating Shemona Esrei, it's only if you ate before Avdallah, not with someone who did Malacha before Avdallah. This Machlokas may be the same Machlokas. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush maybe hold like the Shitos, that the Yisra of Asiyas Malacha before Avdallah is different than the Yisra of Achila before Avdallah. The Yisra of Asiyas Malacha before Avdallah is a Hemshech of the Yisurim of Shabbos. The Yisra Achila before Avdallah is that you might eat and you'll get caught up in your meal and you'll forget to do Avdallah. It's a din in Avdallah, not a din in Malacha Shabbos. That's why the Torah quotes from the Rush that if a person is mavdil b'tfila, it's not mutter b'malacha. He has to also say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'chol b'shem u'malchus. Why? Because Baruch HaMavdil is being matir Malacha Shabbos. It's not part of the Ikur Chovas Havdalah, whereas Havdalah b'tfila is part of the Ikur Chovas Havdalah. That's how the Sefer HaShel L'Shlomo points out of Shlomo LeBerman from Panovich. And therefore, Dafka, someone who eats before Avdallah, is considered Ta'a B'Zeh B'Zeh, because he's violating the Chovas Havdallah. But if a person did a Malacha before Avdallah, he's not doing anything wrong with Havdallah. Doing Malacha before Avdallah is Din Malacha Shabbos, not a Din in Havdallah. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like we said before, you can't do any Malacha before your Mavdil, and if you're Mavdil B'Tfila, it's Mutter, even though you're not Mavdil Al-Kos, and if you forgot to be Mavdil B'Tfila, so then you could just say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol without a Bracha, and you could do Malacha. Meaning like Rashi. La Halacha, we assume like Rashi. So again, what do we have over here? We have a basic chakira as to what the purpose of what the nature of the Yisur Malacha before Avdala is. Is the nature of the Yisur Malacha before Avdala that it's an extension of the Yisur Shabbos, or is the nature of the Yisur Malacha before Avdala that it's a din in Avdala, separate gzeri, you're not allowed to eat before Avdala, lest you come to forget Havdala? If you hold that it's a din, that you might come to forget Avdallah, then the only thing that's going to be matter that is when you absolutely fulfill your chiv of Avdallah. When do you do that? Avdallah lakos. So that's going to be Shita Sarif. Whereas Rashi and the Rush and the Ritva will say that no, that the nature of the Isser is that Melechas Shabbos continues to be Asser until you do some sort of meaningful Avdallah. Rashi and the Ritva have different ideas about what's called a meaningful Avdallah. Can you say Baruch Hamavdu Mikol Shulchal, or do you have to say B'Shem Malchus? And since in Shulchan Aruch we pass on like Rashi, so the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that the nature of the Isser Malacha before Avdallah, Lich Ora, is that it's an extension of the Isser Malacha Shabbos. Now we have to see what all the other Nafkaminas are in this Chakira and see if we're consistent. Right? Meaning we have to make sure that we're consistent over here. But before we get to that, what about the Rambam? What exactly is Shitas HaRambam? So the Brisker Rav points out that the Rambam must not hold that this is an extension of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Because the Rambam includes this Isser with Isuri Achilu Shtiyah before Avdala. Meaning, the Rambam puts it all together. The Isser to do Malacha, the Isser to eat, the Isser to drink. So that's clearly a din in Dinei Avdallah, not in Dinei Shabbos. And also, the Lashon of the Gemara is that it's also Lasus Chafatzav Kodim Sheavdil, which is, that's the exact Lashon the Gemara uses in Brachos when it describes what? We're not allowed to do before Tefillah. So it sounds very, very much that it's a din in Havdallah, not a din in the extension of Melechah Shabbos. However, then the Rambam becomes inconsistent. Right? Because according to the way the Brisker Rav wanted to say, if you hold that the Isra Achila is a function of Havdalah, or the Isra Malacha, rather, is a function of Havdalah, and not a function of a Hemshech of Malacha Shabbos, just a function of Havdalah, so what would that mean? That would mean that when is Malacha Mutter? Only when you do Havdalah Lakos. But that's not what the Ram said. Beis Yosef wasn't sure, did the Rambam mean with Shem Malchus, without Shem Malchus, but the Rambam clearly said you could just say Baruch Ma'avdil. You don't need Avdallah Al-Kos to be Matir Malacha. This is the Rambam Perichav Tes Halachavav, that Midivrei Sofrim L'Kadesh Alayayin U'L'Havdil Alayayin V'Yafu Bishayiv Diblu Tefila Tzorech L'Avdil Al-Kos U'Mayachar Sheyavdu V'Yomar Ben Kodesh L'Chol Mutal Al-Lasos Malacha Afu Pi Shelo Hivdil Al-Kos. Says explicitly, even if you didn't do Avdallah Al-Kos, Malacha becomes Mutter. So how do we reconcile the Rambam? So says Rav Shlomo Leberman, that the Rambam, by the way, a cousin of our president, that the Rambam holds that that even though the Isser is because of the Chovas Avdallah, but you don't need to totally fulfill your entire Chiyuv of Avdallah, it's good enough to fulfill some form of Chiyuv Avdallah. And therefore, even if you're not Mavdil Al-Kos, Malacha becomes Mutter because you were Mekayim the Iker Chiyuv of Avdallah. So it's not like Rashi, that the Avdallah is only a Heker B'Alma. Really, it's the Iker Chavaso of Avdallah. Meaning, the Ram says, look, I agree that this is about the Isser Malacha. The Rambam writes that... I agree that this is not about an Isser Malacha. This is a din in Havdalah, and normally you would think, okay, if it's a din in Havdalah, then it's not about Malacha Shabbos. Then you should have to wait till you really do Havdalah. So the Rambam would say, yeah, but really do Havdalah doesn't necessarily have to mean Havdalah Alakos. It just means that you do Havdalah in some substantial form, and if that's the case, Pashto says the Rambam must require Shema Malchus, right? Must not require Shema Malchus. Beis Yosef wasn't sure whether he required Shema Malchus. But according to the Rambam, it can't be that you need Shema Malchus. Why? Because if the Havdalah that you're reciting is Matir Asiyas Malacha, so if the Isser Malacha is Nogea to the Chiyuv of Havdalah, So why would they have been misakin a separate bracha with Sheva Malchus that accomplishes the very same thing that the Avzal HaLakos accomplishes, just like the Brisker Ravet said? So in explaining this Rambam, it has to be that it must not require Sheva Malchus, like even though the Beis Yosef was Masupak about it. So that's the complication in Shitas HaRambam. Okay, that's as far as what's called Avdala. What's called Malacha? So Machlokes Rishonim, what the gather of this Isser Malacha before Avdala is. Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim that only real malachos, like oreg, kosev, those kinds of things that you're not allowed to do before Avdala. But you need to light a candle, you want to be motzi mirishos l'rishos, yeah, that you could do without Avdala. Darkei Moshe says that it's mashma from the Mordechai, not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because the Mordechai says that even if you heard Baruch and you daven Shmon Esrei, if you were not mavdil b'tfila, asr ba'dok saner ad she'avdil alakos. You're not even allowed to light a candle until you're mavdil alakos, meaning Malacha Shabbos. So Beis Yosef asks on Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he says, wait a second. Ein yodei minayin lo. Dabe Gemara Amar Rav Ashi Yava Amri Ben Kodesh L'chol V'Saltan Siltin. That Rav Kahana would say Baruch HaMavdil, and then he would chop wood. And so what malacha is there more with Chativas Eitzim than there is by Adlakas Haner? I mean, how can you say that you're allowed to chop wood, you're not allowed to light a candle? So how could the Gemara say that it's matir chativas eitzim if you're already allowed to do malacha gemura before Avdala? I mean, that's what I meant to say. Meaning, if you hold that you're allowed to light a candle before Avdala, why do you need to do Avdala in order to chop wood? Chopping wood is not less of an isser or more of an isser than lighting a candle. They're the same. So if you're allowed to light a candle before Avdala, you should be allowed to chop wood before Avdala. Why would there be a difference? So comes along the Taz and Sivkat and Taz, and he says, "V'nearly taima, da minadin ein kanis or malacha klal, avilum lo espal aladain kibun tukvar ein kanis or Shabbos." There is no Isser Shabbos over here. The malachas of Shabbos are all over because Shabbos is over. El de chachamim itzrichu l'sakin l'havdil alakos, but the chachamim made a din of avdal alakos. V'chein shalalasos chafatz of kodem shi'avdil, and part of that din of avdal alakos is don't do other things before avdala. So it's mistaver that they don't require that unless it's a malacha that's a malachas uman. It has to be a malacha that not everyone is able to do. Chativas eitzim requires a lot of effort. That's a serious malacha. So that's where they said, don't do that malacha before you say Avdala. But striking a match, lighting a candle, what does that take already to light a candle? That's pretty easy to do. So it's not a malachas uman at all. And therefore, the Gemara says, to chop wood, he had to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. But to light a candle, this whole halacha doesn't apply about lighting a candle. That anyone could do. As soon as Shabbos is over, you're allowed to light a candle. Ken yirleni yas daiti nachon, says the Taz. This clearly relates to that chakira of the Brisker Rav. What is the gedder of the Yisur Malacha Kodem Avdala? Meaning, we have this machlokes rishonim. Which malachos can you not do before Avdala? Is it all the malachos of Shabbos? Or only the ones that take a lot of effort? Oh, simple answer now. It depends what you hold the nature of the Yisr Malacha before Avdala is. If the nature of the Yisr Malacha before Avdala is a hemsheikh of all the Malachas of Shabbos, so that's the gedder. It's all the Malachas of Shabbos, including lighting a candle you're not allowed to do before Avdala. But if you hold it's whatever's going to distract you from actually saying Avdala Alakos, from actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Avdala, so then you understand there's going to be a difference between chopping wood and weaving on the one hand versus just lighting a candle, striking a match. On the other hand, and with that, you could explain the sheet of the Magen Avram as well. Magen Avram writes that the Beis Yosef disagrees with Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and he says, "Minayin lo zeh, ve'gam be'ina yipalei, ve'efshel lefarish divrei Rabbeinu Yeruchim." It could be what Rabbeinu Yeruchim means to say is, "The koyah mashakosav le'elmine b'shem Aramam desfirle da'avagav dehivdu b'tfila asum lach ad she'avdel alkos ve'al zeh kamar dafka b'malach gemura." That even if you said Avdala b'tfila, so you're only not allowed to do serious malachas, but Adlakas Ner is mutter. So he explains, Rabbi Yeruchim, that Avdala b'tfila already allows you to be Mavdik the Ner, but you still have other malachas you're not allowed to do, right? Until you Mavdala Kos. Why? Why does Rabbi Yeruchim say that? Because there are two separate Yisurim over here. There's the Yisuri Shabbos, and that's taken care of by your very first Avdala, by Avdala b'tfila. And then there are the Yisurim that might distract you from fulfilling the Avdala. And that gets taken care of later. Another nafkamina in the Chakira of the Brisker Rav might turn out the opposite. Meaning we might have a case where if you say that the Yisur Malacha is Tali in the Mitzvahs Havdalah, it's going to be more Chamur than if it's Tali in Malacha Shabbos. See, now the community we had until now is Hadlaka Saner, right? Hadlaka Saner is going to be Mutter if you hold that the Din of Malacha is a Din in Havdalah. But it's going to be Aser if you hold it's a Din of Malacha Shabbos, because Hadlaka Saner is a Malacha on Shabbos. You might have Nafkamina the other way, where if you say that Malacha Shabbos is the Koveya, then something's going to be Mutter before Havdalah. Whereas you say that Havdalah is the Koveya, then it's going to be Aser. Where would such an Nafkamina come up? So there's a tshuva from the Dvar Yoshua. Chelik Bei Simon Kuf Ches. He was asked by a Hasidish Rebbe, by the Belzer Rebbe, the following shaila. A doctor had instructed the Rebbe that he has to take medicine, he has to medicate his eyes, every 2 hours, even on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's going to be sakana to his eyes. Okay, now you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, certainly. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Tes, HaChoshish Be'enov, O Be'enov, V'yesh Bo Tzir, O Shoy Yishos Sos Menu Dma'os Machmas HaKa'ev, O Shoy Yishos Is Dam, O Shoy Bo Rira V'tchilas Uchla, Mechalin Alavas HaShabbos. That eye ailments are considered sakana, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for eye ailments. So he has a problem with his eyes, he's allowed to rub whatever, you know, Memareach, whatever he needs to rub on his eyes, perfectly mutter to do that on Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh. Fine. So Shaila is that normally he's Machmer and Bein HaShmashos until 50 minutes after Shkia. So is he allowed to do this medication during those 50 minutes without having recited Havdalah? He said to actually say Havdalah at that time, and even just to say Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kol Shachol, he says that's going to be impossible. So like, you know, if you're not a chassid, you're like, what's so hard about saying Baruch HaMavdu? You know how many achanos I have to do before I'm mekayim a mitzvah? You know how long it's going to take? You know, that was the famous tshuva of Leib Le'eger, wrote a shaila to a number of gedolim. To Rav Tzadik, I think, has a famous tshuva. Rav Tzadik has tshuvas. So Rav Tzadik has a tshuva to Rav Leib Le'eger, as does one of the sofers, one of Rav Leib Le'eger's cousins, has a tshuva to him also about this, that he was asked to be a sandik at a bris. So normally there's a din of Zriza Makdim in the mitzvahs, right? So you do a bris early in the day, V'yashkim Avram Baboker. But the hachanas that Rav Leib Le'eger used to do before the bris would take hours and hours. So they would never be able to get to the bris until mincha time, if he was the sandik. But on the other hand, you have a tzaddik like Rav Leib Le'eger as the sandik. So you want to know if he's allowed to accept to be a sandik, considering the given fact that the bris will not happen until much, much later in the day. He didn't entertain the possibility that he could theoretically be a sandik earlier in the day. That was not going to happen, right? So that was his shayla. So he got different answers from Rav Tzadik that he got from his cousin. So was it the Michtav Sofer? One of the Sofers wrote him a tshuva. So the Rav Tzadik said, well, of course, I mean, to have a tzaddik like you to do the, you know, that's the greater hidur, you know, it's that's the most fantastic hidur. And you, Adrabi, you're already osik in the mitzvah, you're already being involved with all the hachanas and everything. And the member of the Sofer family that wrote a tshuva to him said, I don't remember the Zayda doing hachanas for hours and hours, and he did everything al pi Kabbalah. Rabbi Kiveger knew everything. He knew all the you know, all of Torah Sanistar. He didn't have to do hachanas for hours and hours. What's the matter with you? Do your hachanas more quickly. So, okay, different attitudes. So the Belzer Rebbe had this similar problem. He said, what am I going to do? I can't just say Baruch HaMavdim Mekol Shachol. He's going to throw out Baruch HaMavdim Mekol Shachol. I got to do like a couple of hours of hachanas till I get that, till I get to that point. And I'm fearing Tish. I'm running a Shalosh Shudis over here with all the Hasidim. So what am I supposed to do? The only way I could say Havdalah is if I bench, and then do Havdalah. So he writes that this is Tali in the Chakira of the Briskarav. Because if Havdalah is Matu, the Isser Shabbos, the Isserim of Shabbos, well, don't worry, you don't have any Isser of Shabbos, because it's Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So you don't have to worry about anything. It'll come out of Kula. Because even on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to do this medication. But if Havdalah, if the Isser Malacha is a function of Havdalah, that has nothing to do with Shabbos. So once you have a Chiv of Havdalah, you got to do Havdalah. Don't be doing Malacha. Don't be doing other things that will distract you. So if it's about Malacha Shabbos is mutter. But it's about a distraction, so you can't be doing these other things that will distract you, even though you're a chola. Just do Havdalah, so you won't have to, you have an obligation to take care of Havdalah first. So he comes
would
to the...
eye drops, really, would eye drops be like a Malachas Uman that would really distract him from Havdalah?
Yeah, Pashtus is not, right? So if it's, unless, I don't know what kinds of eye drops these were, or what kind of, what exactly needed to be done with his eyes, I don't know. The Dvar Yeshua says, based on the Rambam, that La Halacha, we assume that it's not a Hemshech of the Yisur Malacha Shabbos, it's a brand new Gzeira related to Havdalah, and therefore he told him you can't take it until after the Zman, once the Zman Havdalah arrives, until you actually say Havdalah. But he says, you always have the heter of just continuing Shalosh Shuddos. And if you continue Shalosh Shuddos, then you have no requirement to have it, just like by eating. Right, you're allowed to continue eating if you start a Shalosh, so Malach also. So you should be able to do the other things also. That's quite a chiddush, no? The eating, because you started beheter. The Malacha didn't start beheter, but he figured as long as you're still in Shalosh Shuddos, it's okay. Now, the Ramah, like we said, the Ramah writes that...
Sorry, Rabbi, can I just say another question? Whatever heter you have for Pikuach Nefesh, do it on Shabbos. Why don't you have that same heter to do it before Havdalah?
Because it's not really Pikuach Nefesh. You could just say Havdalah. Meaning bench and say Havdalah. What?
Meaning you can also just bench and say Havdalah.
Yeah, but if it's not a din in Havdalah, it's not Havdalah that's really stopping you. It's Shabbos that's really stopping you. Meaning if the Yisur Malacha is not a function of Havdalah, it's a function of Shabbos. It's Shabbos that's stopping you from doing the Malacha. So you have that heter because it's a Pikuach Nefesh. So Shabbos shouldn't stop you from putting the eye drops in or whatever it was.
But whatever's stopping you from doing malacha, you can always just say it's Pikuach Nefesh and forget about it, no?
Meaning, it's not Pikuach Nefesh to... to not say Havdalah. So you could say Havdalah and do it Beheter.
Okay.
That's what the Dvar Yeshua suggests. Okay. The Ramah writes that really, Meikra Adin, you shouldn't do Malacha before Havdalah, that ideally you shouldn't do any Malacha before Havdalah. He does quote the distinction between serious Malachas and other Malachas. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says that women who don't daven Mariv and don't know how to say Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'chol have to hear it from other people. And if they do Malacha before they hear it, Ein Limchos B'yadan. Whoa! Women, you don't have to make a Macha'a. Why not? Because some say that they're only aser to do malachas gemuros, like kosev and oreg, and chativas eitzim, and baradlakas haner, and hotzah mirshos lirshos, and tiltal arabs rishram, which don't have any tarech, that maybe that's not included in the aser. Aye, the Ramah says, ein devreim ikr, the Ramah says that we should be mach, may not do any malachos, but you also have the fact that they're women, because there may not be chayv and avdallah at all. So it could be that you don't have to be mocha. But if they want to do malachas kemuros, then you have to make a macha'a. So therefore, says Shulchan Aruch Harav, we need to be dorish barabim, that everyone needs to go home and teach their daughters how to say the words Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'chol, so that they can do things around the house when Shabbos is over. Okay, now, one last topic in the time we have remaining. What about asking a taxi to come on Motzei Shabbos when the taxi driver is going to be a Jew? The Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik et al. Of Sim Lamed Daled, Nish'alti mitamud chacham muflag echad. Madua ein makpidin shalol hazmin b'motzei Shabbos kodesh monit l'nesia shenahago einenu shomer Shabbos. Why aren't we makpid about getting a taxi where the driver is not a Shomer Shabbos? Ubatuach sheino shomei Havdalah, v'gam meinenu omer Havdalah mikol shechol. He never heard Havdalah, he didn't say Havdalah mikol shechol. And by the same token, you shouldn't be allowed to go on a bus on Motzei Shabbos, because that driver is not allowed to do the malacha, so you're being machshil him biyadayim with asiyas malacha. And he says, very similar to what the Ramah writes in Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Beis, that you're not allowed to be machil to someone who didn't do Netilas Yadayim, because it's Lifnei Velosit and Michshel. Someone's not going to say a bracha. You're not allowed to give him food. So there are a number of approaches in the poskim By the way, there's a separate Isser also, and that's being Nana from his Maisa Shabbos. If you ask him to come right after Shabbos, it means he's going to be driving to your house on Shabbos. So that, Rabbi Yamin Zilber, Naz Nidbru, Chelke, Simon Yud Zayin, discusses why he doesn't think that that's direct enough to be a problem with Maisa Shabbos. Okay, but what about the Din of Havdalah? So three approaches in Poskim. Tzitz Eliezer writes that there are those, he quotes the Ria Kohen, his good friend Ri Kohen, I'm not sure who that is, who told him that there's a simple etzah. Just say Shavua Tov to the cab driver, and as proper Derech Eretz, the cab driver will respond Shavua Tov, and through that you'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Avdala, Kayadua, Rabbi Kiva Eger Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger say in Reish Ayin Aleph? That Shabbat Tova is a fulfillment of Kiddush. So if Good Shabbos is a fulfillment of Kiddush, Agud Tavach must be a fulfillment of Avdala. That's what this fellow wanted to suggest, and that way, the cab driver will have fulfilled Havdalah at least on some level. Not Havdalah al kos, but we have fulfilled Havdalah on some level, and we paskin that all you need is to say Baruch Hamavdil. You don't need to fulfill Havdalah al kos. So what's the problem with this? So says the Tzitz Eliezer, the whole idea that you're Yotzei Kiddush when you say Shabbat Tatav is based on the Rambam saying that in order to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush, you need to say Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush of Shabbos. You need to say something nice about Shabbos. And you did. You said Shabbat Tatav. So you spoke about the greatness of Shabbos. You did it very briefly, but you've done it. The mitzvah of Havdalah, if it's based on Zachar Zema Shabbos Kacho, also has to highlight what makes Shabbos special. If you just say the words Shavua Tov to be Mekayim that mitzvah, you've done nothing about Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. You just said a good tavach, have a good week. What does that have to do with Shabbos? So even if you hold like Rabbi Kiveger, that's not going to help you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Furthermore, Shmir Shabbos Kilchus Aperk Nunches Har Olam Aleph quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's not enough for Havdalah to just say Divrei Shevach. Even if you did say Divrei Shevach about Shabbos, that's not what you need for Havdalah. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Havdalah is to highlight a Hevdel, to highlight that you were being Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, to distinguish between the day that was before and the day that's coming now. It's not at all like Kiddush. So that's where Shlomo Zalman didn't accept that either. And that's what Rav Nissim Karelitz writes in the Chut Shani Chelek Dalet Perek Pei Hei as well, saying Shavua Tov, you're not Yotzei L'Chiyuv of Avdala, even if you wanted to be Yotzei L'Chiyuv of Avdala, because you're not mentioning the Hevdel between Shabbos and the other days. Rav Asher Weiss writes this way as well in Minchas Asher al Torah Shemos Sim Lamed Aleph. So that heter is difficult. A second derech to deal with this is suggested by Rav Sternbach in Chuvas van Hagos Chelik Beis Sim Kuf Samech Aleph. Rav Sternbach writes Bitzorich Lomar Kivan Shu Mumar Lechal Shabbos Veinu Ali Isser Draban De Motzai Shabbos Lefnei Avdala Lo Havel Lefnei Avdala Kamo Shabbos Shover Bechol Melacha Melacha. Eliyachas Shabbos kulu asur melachos lefnei avdalah kmo chad yisura shenimshach. A great chiddush. He says, when it comes to Shabbos, every single melacha that you do is a separate avera. It's a separate, very serious avera. So to be machshel someone who's already being mechal Shabbos with more chil Shabbos is a real problem, says Rav Shermach. But the isra of melacha before avdalah is an isra of doing melacha before avdalah, an isra drabanan that we have that you can't do melacha before avdalah. How much melacha? Then it doesn't matter how much. It's the same issur. You did this much melacha, that much melacha, it's all the same issur. He's already driving a car before Avdalah. So he's not really, you're not being mosif isur al isuro. He's already doing stuff before Avdalah. So that's why it's not usur to get the taxi. And he says, plus, you could be somich on the poskim that shemevi maranza tzal lechalik bein melacha lemelacha. Maybe like the Brisker Rav says, there are different types of melachos. And maybe you could be somich on those that say that only a malacha, that like the Ramah quotes, that only a malacha, malachas oreg, and that kind of thing. So that's the Rav Shnurmach suggestion. The difficulty with Rav Shnurmach suggestion is that it would turn out, according to Rav Shnurmach, that if you did one malacha before Avdalah, you're allowed to just continue doing as many malachas as you want. And that's not mistaver at all, that would be the case. Meaning, Adrab, I would think that the more malachas you do, the more distracting it's going to be, and the less your chances of actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Avdalah. So that's a difficult approach as well. Rav Oldenburg in Chelek Yiral of Simon Lamed Aleph, again, Tzitz Eliezer, suggests a third possibility. And this one seems to be the best of the three. He says nearly lechadish v'lomar. She isra asiyah, and the Rosh Shurmach has this also in one of his shuvas. She isra asiyah samalacha kodem amir samavdil ben kol shachal kayim va'omid kol od sheish b'dayto shaleish lahavdil. He says the isra of doing malacha before Havdalah is only if you're going to be doing Havdalah, but aval b'kagon nahagi rishii. But these evil cab drivers that we're talking about, who have no plans whatsoever of saying Havdalah, so he's doing one Avera. He's not saying Havdalah. It's a bitul mitzvah of Havdalah. Meaning, the idea that you're not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah is a detail within how to fulfill Havdalah. That you're supposed to fulfill Havdalah properly by not doing malacha before Havdalah. But if you're not fulfilling Havdalah at all, it makes it no worse by doing Malacha also, because you're just not doing Havdalah. It's a bitl of the entire mitzvah. Yeah, the whole problem with doing Malacha for Havdalah is you're downgrading it from this kind of mitzvah to that level mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah here to speak of. He's not doing Malacha at all. He's not doing Havdalah at all, rather. And therefore, there's no Isra Malacha prior to Havdalah. It turns out that the raya that Rav Sternbach brings, and in fact Rav Waldenberg also, is, you know, let's take a person who doesn't daven, right? You have a person not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Is every bit of food that he eats an aver of eating before davening? That's ridiculous. He's not eating before davening. He's just eating. He's not davening. The issue of eating before davening is that he's not davening. I mean, is a din in the davening. So it would seem that the same would be true over here. And that's the heter, I think, that people rely on. Let me just get to the questions before we sum up. Does that also apply to an onen who isn't allowed to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos? Does what also apply to an onen that isn't allowed? That he has no mitzvah of Havdalah, so he has no mitzvah of Malacha Motzei. He's allowed to do Malacha Motzei Shabbos. He has no mitzvah of Havdalah that night. An onen, you know, the discussion is, you know, Sunday he's supposed to say Havdalah after the Kvura. We'll get to that when we do Hilchos Avelos Be'ezras Hashem. So he is pater from Havdalah if he doesn't intend to recite Havdalah. No, he's pater from the Yisra Achila Lefnei Havdalah if he doesn't intend to recite Havdalah. Because the Yisra Achila Lefnei Havdalah is part of the Bittul Mitzvah of Havdalah. It's not even the entire Bittul Mitzvah of Havdalah. But if he doesn't do Havdalah at all, then he's getting the entire Bittul Mitzvah of Havdalah. So to summarize, we basically said one chakir with four nafkaminas between the two tzadim. The chakir is whether there's an isra malacha before Havdalah. Whether the isra malacha before Havdalah, which is an isra drabanan, is a din in the hemshech of the isra malacha Shabbos, or a brand new gzeira midine Havdalah, that you're not allowed to do malacha before your mavdil. Nafkamina number one is, if you hold that it's midine malacha Shabbos, then any Havdalah kol shehu should work, like Shitas Rashi, or like the Ritva. It's just that the Ritva requires Shem Malchus also. Whereas if you hold that it's a Gzeira Chadasha midin Havdalah, then you got to do Havdalah right, like the Riv says, you got to do Havdalah alakos. Shitas HaRambam, could be that it's a Gzeira Chadasha midin Havdalah, but he just holds you need some sort of substantial Havdalah, but you don't need the full Havdalah. Second nafkamina is, which malachas are aser? If you hold that it's midine malacha Shabbos, all malacha Shabbos are aser. But if you hold that it's a brand new gzeira midine Havdalah, so then not all malacha Shabbos are aser. You're allowed to do anything that's not going to distract you. Ramah quotes both of those deos, and he's machriya l'chumra. Third, if refuah is mutter for a cholish yesh sakana prior to reciting Havdalah, if you hold that it's midine malacha Shabbos, all malachas are mutter b'makom choli. But if you hold it's a gzeira midine Havdalah, so let him say Havdalah. Why does he have to go and do this refuah right now? Fourth, if someone is not shomer Torah mitzvos, is not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah, so if it's a din of malacha Shabbos, so he's not allowed to do any malacha. Whereas if it's a brand new gzeira midine Havdalah, you can't violate the Yisra v'achila kodem Havdalah if you're being mevatel the entire mitzvah of Havdalah entirely. Meaning that last heter that we use for getting the cab is really talui on these two deos. If it's a hemshech of the Yisra malacha Shabbos, so every malacha that he's doing is a new malacha. I don't care whether you're going to do Havdalah, but if it's a din in Havdalah, that you're supposed to do Havdalah this way and you're doing it that way, so if he's not doing it at all, nothing is worse than not doing it at all. The fact that he happens to be doing malacha before Havdalah, it doesn't make his bittul mitzvah of Havdalah entirely any worse. Okay, that's all I got for today. All right, have a great day, everybody.
Does the I'm just curious if the chakir of the briska rut impacts our understanding of Tosefes Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos? That does the Shabbos just automatically continue until Havdalah, or does Shabbos automatically end, and then the chiyuv of Havdalah starts as soon as Shabbos automatically ends?
Yeah, it's a good question. There will be enough kamina for the katan shenis gadol Motzi Shabbos, whether he's including Tosefes Shabbos. Yeah, good. All right, I don't know. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.